So look, we've been joined by Dylan. Just Dylan, how old are you?
16.
16, and you go to St George's School.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play darts?
On the odd occasion.
On the odd occasion. Do you have any hobbies?
Gaming.
Gaming. What games do you play?
Call of Duty games.
Oh, Call of Duty games. How many Call of Duty games are there?
There's
lots.
A lot.
Which one do you love playing?
World War Two.
World War Two, is that your favourite? Do you have to play that with another person, or do you?
It's both, like single player or multiplayer.
Which do you prefer?
Single player, so you can carry on doing the campaign.
Okay.
To get a bunch of story, like trophies.
Brilliant. So, how often do you play this? Every day?
Sometimes I play a different game called Stray.
Stray. Go on, tell me about Stray.
It's a cat game.
A cat game?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You play as a cat what falls from a great height, and all of his friends leave him to fall to not help him.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's what cats do.
But it had a limp, and now it's got a robot companion.
How brilliant is that? And that's Stray.
Yeah.
All right, do you get to choose what cat you are? I'm guessing you are a cat. You don't? Okay.
It's just a ginger fat thing.
So it's just a ginger fat thing. Right, okay. And that's, you don't get any choice.
With fur.
With fur. Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
What a strange couple of games. So you've got Call of Duty and Stray.
Yeah.
Any other games you play? Anything else?
Times Hitman.
Hitman. Tell me about Hitman.
Is a person who, like, kills a target.
Right. A bit like Kirsten over there with a, and Callum over there with his darts as well.
But you can use anything on your target.
Right. Can you use like someone's rock cakes or something like that?
Yeah.
Can you?
can use a briefcase as well.
A briefcase too.
So you can whack them over the head.
Okay, I think people will be doing that next week with the old budget coming, don't you?
Yeah, when they ask for their money, they get a briefcase.
All right, we should point out, this is the first time you've spoken into that microphone properly, isn't it?
Mm.
So you should be really proud of yourself, because you just stepped up, did it with no nonsense whatsoever. Mm. So good on you.